Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Great.
I guess he's not on yet, huh?
Nope. Just got to wait for a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Good evening.
No one.
Oh, no.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Does anybody have a question? There's quite a bit of background noise. I'd appreciate if you'd mute your phones or stop that.
Okay, I sent you a question. Did you not get it?
I did get it, yes.
Do you think it's something we ought to think about privately?
No, I can discuss it. I was just waiting to see if there was another question.
Okay.
Does anybody have a question? So the question is about the organues. And exactly what is the ritual associated with organus? And so let's give a little bit of background. When Hashem created the first day, he created light. And then once he had created man,
and they
had sinned. Good evening, Malcolm. We're discussing the organus. So once they had created the Hashem had created the light on the first day, and then later created man, and man sinned. Hashem realized, or he always knew, but since the potential for sin was always there, but the actual sin manifested it, he then took the light that was created, the light of creation, and he concealed it so that only the tzaddikim would be able to connect to it. But then when the holiday of Hanukkah, the victory of the few over the many, and that holiday of Hanukkah was generated and revealed, what was actually revealed was the potential for the light of creation, the light that was concealed, which is now called organus, hidden light. That light is revealed. And it's revealed in an 8-day process. And the process brings the 8 levels of light from Malchut to Bina into the appropriate vessel to reveal that light. And each day, by lighting a candle, you are connecting to the organus for that day. Now on Zot Hanukkah, which is the 8th day of Hanukkah, the hidden light is revealed in its appropriate vessel. So the light from the first day is now in the vessel of Malchut, and the light from the 8th day is in the vessel of Bina. And all of the intervening days is in their appropriate vessel. This is considered perfection. This is considered the unity of the light and the vessel, just similar to what it is in the endless world. And some people have rituals associated with making that connection and that understanding. The way I was taught, the Kabbalists have indicated, it's really the consciousness that controls. And so, lighting the candles, which the mitzvah we are told to do as early as possible, meaning as soon as it is dark enough that our candles can be seen from the street, that's the time to do the lighting of the candles. So we can do that at any time, up until sunrise. Just as we can say the Shema Yisrael up until sunrise. And yet the best time to say it is as close to the evening beginning when the sun sets as possible. So the question is kind of asked about when is the best time, and the best time is right after sunset. But if you need to go out to a party or a somebody else's house who invited you, or to a community gathering, do you light your candles before you go, even if it's not yet dark? Or do you light it when you come back? And the answer is depends on your sense of certainty. Because we are taught that there can never be a problem from a mitzvah that is done correctly. So you can light it before it goes and inject the consciousness that this is not going to be lit until sunset, till it's dark. And that consciousness will prevail. And the candles are actually not going to be burning until that moment that you've injected that consciousness. But most people don't have that sense of certainty. So you go to the party without lighting your Hanukkah candles. And then when you return home, as long as it's before sunrise, you light your Hanukkah candles and do your Hanukkah ritual. Are there any other questions?
Okay, I think this year, it's Saturday night, so you wouldn't want to light the candles till after Motzei Shabbat anyway.
Correct.
And I would think you wouldn't want to be driving to go somewhere. All of those things came in my mind. That was my reason for asking. Okay.
I understand. It's okay. A reasonable question. It's a question a lot of people don't, it's the same kind of questions. Do you light your Hanukkah candle or your Shabbat candles first? People, if they don't think it through, so they ask the question, and the rabbis have told us, light your Hanukkah candles before you light your Sabbath candles, and it's the same idea. You're lighting your Hanukkah candles, but it's not yet fun. It's not yet dark. So, you inject the consciousness that your Hanukkah candles really won't be lit. Physically, you light them, but the physical is only the 1% of the world. It's not even, significant. What's significant is the consciousness that you inject into that lighting. And if you in your mind think that I'm lighting this, but the time is actually after sunset when I'm lighting it, then that's what the candles will act upon. and you can go out to the synagogue or, you know, go into the other room, and your Hanukkah candles are burning, but they're not burning. And I'm not playing games. They're burning in the physical world, but that's really not the burning. When we light a candle, we're connecting to the Zeron pin. We're connecting to the spiritual levels. And that's the consciousness. Kabbalah teaches that only consciousness is important. And everything is a function of consciousness.
Okay, that night, will you still be having Zod Meal and Havdalah and the Zohar class?
Yes.
Okay.
Zot Hanukkah is a consciousness. It's a connection to the organus and the knowledge that I've revealed to you about which vessel is and which light is in which vessel each night. That's what prevails. It's the same idea when I've explained to you that on Havdalah, you know, I do not light a physical candle because it's consciousness that prevails. I refer to it as the virtual Havdalah. It's the same idea with Zot Hanukkah.
Okay, so if one didn't realize, this is kind of changing the subject, but yet still along the same line. If you accidentally had passed the time to light your Shabbat candles because you just didn't notice it got dark, and you've passed the time that Shabbat was supposed to start, you could light your candles, but your consciousness. Did I not word it correctly?
No, it's a good question. There was a student of mine when I was in Los Angeles, so this is like 15 years ago. And she had issues with concussions, which people are now beginning to understand from the football injuries. But she had had numerous hits on the head from various falls or car accidents, various things. So she had issues with concussions, and she frequently forgot to light her candles. And she would call me in Los Angeles when it was still daylight, when it was still before candle lighting, and she would say, "I forgot to light my candles, what do I do?" And I said, just think that you're in Los Angeles and you have 10 minutes more before you have to light. That's the, you know, everything is consciousness and you define it. Now, it is true that in our physical world, we have a cycle of time. And we're told that we need to say the Shema in the morning by a certain time. And we're told that the best time to say the Shema is at a certain time in the evening. All of these different regulations are for people who don't study the Kabbalah or who be people who don't want to understand this idea of virtual creation. And they're correct for them, But as you study Kabbalah, you will learn more and more that it's your consciousness that manifests and prevails. And so if you say that the sun is out when you look out and it's dark, the sun is out. It's your consciousness that prevails. Even the Torah tells us this. The Torah tells us, if you, the leaders of your generation, if the rabbi you follow tells you that left is right, or right is left, you are to follow what your rabbi says. What is that really saying? It's saying his consciousness as a learned person prevails. It's all up to you. There is a halakha that says if you're invited out to Shabbat and you have to drive beforehand to get there on time, whatever that means, that you can light the candles of Shabbat and tell them not to burn until the candle lighting time. And you can walk out of your house and not worry about it burning down because you're doing a mitzvah and no harm can come from a mitzvah. It's very few people who have this level of certainty. But this is the halakha. This is the Torah's laws, the Torah's recommendations. Are there any other questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your answers.
Thank you all.
See you later.
Shalom.
Shalom.